Next case.
Case number 12978, John Crafty seeks variances from the rear yard setback requirement for proposed structures, section 11550 and 115183 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located northwest of Wade's Court within the Canal Corcoran subdivision. The 911 address is 5 Wade's Court in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is HRRPC. The tax parcel is District 334, map 13, parcel 1441. The applicant is seeking a 3-foot variance from the 6-foot rear yard setback requirement for a proposed pool. We have 0 letters of support. We received at 5:45 today, 1 letter of opposition, and no mail return.
Okay. You may be sworn in.
I passed a copy down.
Yep.
To you guys, I'm sorry.
Did the applicant get a copy of that, Ms. Norwood? Do we know? Okay. I think Ms. Truitt may have a copy there. I apologize, that just came in as the meeting was beginning, so. I'll get you sworn in, and then maybe if you would like a minute to review that, you could do that. Are you ready?
I'm sorry, I was reading, I wasn't listening.
We'll swear you in, and then if you'd like, take a minute. You state your name and address for the record, please.
My name is John Crafty, 5 Wade's Court, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
And Clayton Cox, 5 Wade's Court, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. If you want a minute or two to go over that, please take it. Norwood, while they're looking at that, doesn't the balcony on the second floor need a variance also?
I know it was discussed. As far as I could tell, there should be a 10-foot rear yard for the county's.
Okay, 10-foot, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I just want to make sure we were covering that if need be.
Thank you. I was looking at it again tonight before we came.
Yeah, because I think we advertised for rear.
I think that's why we had multiple, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Good?
Yes.
Okay. You may present your case.
Yes. Okay. Should I zoom in? Can I zoom in on this? So this is a drawing of our lot. I believe that our lot is uniquely narrow and shallow compared to other lots in the neighborhood. This creates an exceptional practical difficulty in placing a pool in our yard. The normal setback in Canal Corcoran is 30 feet, which is indicated by this first line here. However, the homes on Wade's Court have a 40-foot front setback, so that pushes everything back. Furthermore, we have a screened-in porch here. When we bought it, we did not put that in, which even further limits the availability of backyard space. Which is why what we're seeking is to go 3 feet into the 6-foot rear setback. So it would allow us to have a pool of the dimensions listed there. And, you know, we also feel that because of the unique lot configuration, there's no practical possibility that we can put a reasonable sized pool in our backyard in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance or HOA requirements. Therefore, a variance is necessary to install a pool there. Moreover, there is reasonable use of our property, or moreover, this is a reasonable use of our property for normal relaxation and enjoyment of the property. also, it should be noted, the house is, as it is on there, you can show, it does show improvements, but again, the screen porch was there when we bought the house, so we did not create the exceptional practical difficulty by placing any other outbuilding or structure on the property. When we bought the property, the exceptional practical difficulty was already there. If the variance is granted, it won't change the essential character of the Canal Corcoran neighborhood. Many of the other homes in our neighborhood, including those shown in the photographs, and I believe all of the respondents on this letter have a pool.
They do. And all of them had the opportunity to design their homes so that they could put a pool in prior, whereas we're the only one who was a second or third homeowner. We didn't have the opportunity to design the home to put right. a pool in there, where
those
they all did.
Pictures are showing the foliage that's on the other side, which is actually on the common property, that is hiding the fence and the pool from the rest of the common area. And it should be noted that what's on the other side of the rear setback, so this is all common property, which cannot develop.
Right, so just to put a note in there, so there are three associations within Canal Corcoran. So the common area on that backside, which John just referred to, they had an opportunity to actually build on that property the first 15 years of the association, and they did not act upon that. So we know at this point nothing can be built back there, and so we have had an opportunity to have open discussion with our own association to see if they had any dispute with us actually putting a pool in and going into the setback. And they indicated that they don't control that, and that's why we're actually here today, because they said we had to obviously communicate with the county and let the county decide whether or not that was permissible or not. But the association was the group that made the determination that our home had to be set back 40 feet instead of 30. So all other homes outside of Wade's Court are 30-foot setback, whereas they made the determination, because there was nothing built behind us and nothing could be, that those homes would be pushed back further. So again, looking at those other respondents who actually placed their home on the property, they had an opportunity to design a home and the location of the home on the property within the setbacks, which would allow them to put a pool in, which we would not be able to.
Yeah, and the reason I included the pictures of the landscaping on the common property, is the pool will be strictly private and well landscaped from public view, which again, the nearest public view are the condos across the common area.
And just to respond to one of the things that's in the letter here, so this is our primary home, and it's not a secondary home.
Right.
This is our retirement home, so we have no desire at this time or in the future to rent this home out. I think one of the things that was mentioned in the letter is if it turned into a rental, but again, this is our primary home. We just moved down here from Pennsylvania, so we have no desire to rent this out whatsoever. So
right.
if that should not be a concern. Now or in
I
the
also
future.
Think if you look at the dimensions of the pool, it's not a large pool. I mean,
we're squeezing this in
yeah,
at this point.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised by this letter that was submitted today. It's not a large pool. It's going to be used. It's not going to be very deep. It's going to be 5 feet. So at most, you're going to be standing in there, having a few drinks, and that's about it. If the variance is granted, I think it will represent the minimum variance that will afford us relief, and it will represent the smallest possible modification of the setback requirements to install the pool.
Any questions from the board?
Okay, so you did not place the house currently where it is. You
no,
bought it.
Correct.
This home was built in 2005.
And so Wade's Court, it's unique in the fact that it has a 40-foot setback as opposed to a 30. Is that different from even other streets in the community?
Absolutely, yes.
And that's because of the common area in the back?
I used to be a resident here many years ago, so I built a home in here. Mine was also a 30-foot setback when I had my original home as well.
But you weren't on Wade's Court.
But I was not on Wade's Court. I was on Canal Court, which was on the other side of the development.
Just want to understand the permission. We have received permission from the Pond's Edge HOA, which owns the common area, which abuts the rear of our lot. Is that Pond's Edge or?
We're all in, yeah, there's actually three HOAs in Canal Corcoran.
That's where I'm.
Yeah, there's an overall one, and then there's one for each set of the two condos. So one is Pond's Edge, the other one is, I don't know, but it doesn't matter. But that is Pond's Edge property.
So are they like sub-associations?
Yes, so the condos, so in other words, the single-family homes of which we're one, the HOA doesn't really do anything for the homeowner. We're just paying for the entrance and the pool and the clubhouse. But each townhome community has their own set in addition to the overall, because they're having their lawn and out exterior and all the typical things for a condo being taken care of by that association.
Just want to understand, like, the approval process. This is Canal Corcoran that you have to actually ask this approval for. Did they grant you permission, or did they say, hey, it's based on
It's based on you. They defer to you for the pool.
They said they could not give any type of opinion on whether or not we could go into the 6-foot setback, because that is the determination of the county itself. That's who sets that 6-foot setback.
So they would be, basically, if we ruled for or against, they would be for that decision.
They would abide by that.
They defer to you,
gotcha,
right?
Yeah. And so I did reach out to also the Pond's Edge Association and ask them very explicitly if they had any objection to that. So the president did respond back to me and said that they have no objection to us actually going 3 feet into it. Because we had been in previous conversations with them, because we too wanted to put landscaping in the back just to make it consistent across the entire back area. And they're simply waiting for us to give them the drawings for that, and they would approve that as well. So they have no objection to it. And I do have email from them indicating that.
Thank you.
Again, for the record, I mean, the uniqueness is the placement of the home, not the lot itself.
Correct. Well, there's two things. Well, one is the placement, but it is unique just to our seven homes on the block.
Understood.
In terms of that pushback.
But the dimensions of the lot
are the same. That is correct.
Are the same. Appears to be
six.
Yes.
Correct.
Right. I think the number one, I think, has a slightly larger lot because it's a unique shape.
Number one and number 13 have different size lots than we do.
One is this one.
But to your statement, yes, the uniqueness is the placement of the home.
And it's 40 feet just on that side of the road. Your neighbors across the street are 30?
Correct.
And I'm sorry, just one more question. The rear setback to the property is how much?
10 feet for the county.
10.
For structures. For the pool, it's a 6-foot for 6-foot requirement for an in-ground pool or any pool.
And you're looking for three of the six?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
So your house is right at the 40-foot mark, essentially.
Correct.
This is just solely off of looking from the aerial view. It looks like both of your neighbors on each side are closer to the road than you are.
They
is that
have
true?
They have structures that are less than 30 feet, correct? Yeah, if you look at that.
And I believe, and I don't know this 100%, but the understanding I have is because it's their garages and it's not the actual home itself, that they were able to set that a little bit further, because both of those jet outs on either side of us are garage.
Right.
Okay.
But the home itself, the front door, the entrance there is sitting at least 40 feet.
Whereas
back.
All of us, all of our house is beyond the 40 feet.
Right. 40 yeah. Feet. Like you said, just you know, without any measurements, just looking from the aerial view of it.
You can see both on either side, they have structures within that 40 feet.
So how much farther do you think it is from the edge of your lot to the blacktop? It looks like there's another gap of land there.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that question?
So from your property line to Wade's Court to the paving, do you know how many feet that is?
I don't know offhand.
Okay.
Would bringing up the lot plot, the survey, shows the 40-foot line. So this is the 30-foot line. This is the 40-foot line. So it looks like the steps started at the...
Actually, that bottom line that she's got her arrow on right there.
Right.
That's what I was more interested in.
Oh, you're asking? Yeah, I'm not sure how much that space is. And it's funny because I always thought that that was the beginning of the right at the street.
Right.
So now you're letting me know that there's even more space that we cut into. That was cut into it.
Wasn't aware of that. Another question on the common property in the back. So any slope towards the drainage pond, or is it pretty flat? Or
it's absolutely flat.
Okay. Any other questions? Sharp?
Looking at, one of the things that we look at is the development of the property itself. And I see that you have a house with two porches, and you're also proposing at least two new additions, a proposed storage, proposed new mechanicals, a proposed second story balcony, new steps, and looks like another perhaps shed. Am I looking at that right?
No. This is storage. This is a walk-in closet off of the master bedroom.
Okay.
And then these are just the pool, the mechanicals, the HVAC. Actually, the pool mechanicals, I think, are going over here, yes.
That's HVAC.
And then this is just taking up, this is a
wraparound porch.
We're just extending our dining room over the wraparound porch for an addition there.
Now, the opposition has noted that there's an approval or a proposal for 3 to 4 new bedrooms to the home. Is that
correct?
Part of this?
It's two bedrooms and a bath, which will actually go over the existing house. So the two bedrooms are going to go over this space and part of this. So it's only going to go 8 feet out and then up above, because currently the master bedroom is vaulted. So it's actually going to be one story in the bathroom, and then the bedrooms will go up above that.
And we already got approval from the Canal Corporation HOA for that addition.
If you can get back to the podium, just helps us with the recording. One of the things that we look at is, the actual development of the property. And, we have a property here that's almost square, and it is not a small lot by our county standards. It's a large lot. And it appears to be, and by your testimony, of a similar size and shape from other lots on that same side on Wade's Court. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Are there other lots on Wade's Court on that side that do not have pools but are developed with houses?
Along our strip, exactly where we are, every home has a pool.
Everyone has a pool.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that we look at is the development of the property and how it was developed. And basically, folks can choose to develop their properties differently, but as long as they do it within the boundaries of the building envelope, they don't have to come to this board. And it looks like your predecessor in title developed this property in compliance with the code, didn't have to come to this board. Your neighbors, I'm guessing, also did the same thing, but they just elected to put pools in.
Each of our neighbors built their own home, correct.
Okay.
They were the originals.
But what I'm saying is the prior owner decided to develop that. So in theory, you're going to be allowed to have a larger home than your neighbors.
So actually, ours is smaller than every neighbor along that side. Every neighbor has a larger home than ours on that side of the street.
On the same footprint and everything
yep.
else.
Ours is the smallest one along that whole block, side of the block.
The landscaping that you're putting in, that's entirely going to be off your property, correct?
The landscaping we're looking
on
to
on the back of the pool
we're proposing like to put in is on the back side, so it's on Pond's Edge common area.
And you've said they've okayed it, but it's not on your property.
Correct.
And again, all the other neighbors have
landscaping as well on the back side.
Yes.
And you're going to have a fence that goes up around this.
Yes.
Correct. That'll be on your property.
Correct.
How, is there a reason why the pool couldn't be a little closer to the house or perhaps tucked away in the, I mean, did you look at having another option for a pool?
So we did. So we looked at, as interesting enough, before we started the construction, we looked at the right side of the house, and one of the things that I did was I had to talk to the neighbors to the right of us, and so they were not happy about us looking to put the pool on the right side of the house because of some of the things that they had just mentioned, just noise, which is interesting because they have a pool on our side of the house, and we hear that. Then we looked at behind the house, right, so behind the master bedroom, and in terms of space, because of the steps there and to kind of walk out of the bedroom, it would not give us enough space to have a walk around and to be within that 6 feet on that side of the house either. So then when we went to the pool company again and they came back and they said, well, we can put it on this side. We'd have to do this carve out on the left-hand side, which would make the one entrance much smaller than the rest of the pool, and then, you know, proceed down that side. It would make it extremely narrow, which would be about 10 feet wide, which is, you know, pretty narrow for a pool. I mean, I think it's two and a half of this table right here. So it would be very narrow. And so we actually, if we can go into that 3 feet, it would actually give us a pool width that is relatively reasonable. And even though it is 21 feet in length, it's not a full 21 feet because the curve for the bay window in order to have accessible walkability around that bay window. So, you know, we did map this out. I mean, we've been doing this for about 2 years, trying to figure out where's the best place to put this pool because of the configuration of the backyard and because of the placement of the home. And ultimately, after, you know, a lot of consternation and back and forth with the pool company, this was the best design that we could get. And that's why we approached the county to see if we could get additional footage.
Right, and if you look, even, I don't know what the difference is, but you can see this area, this wall is a little bit further up or toward the back than this wall. So again, we're just trying to put the pool in a space that will give us larger than a bathtub.
Why is the pool needed?
So I don't think there's a need for anyone to have a pool in this world, but it certainly is something that we've always desired and wanted in retirement, but we didn't recognize or realize that we'd had such complexity in the backyard in terms of trying to fit something in. So to be very straightforward, there's no need for a pool in anyone's life. It's certainly something that we just have had an aspiration to have in retirement. And certainly along everyone in the neighborhood along that block has done the same exact thing. They've all desired the same thing.
All right, I don't think I have any other questions. I don't know if the board has any more for you, though.
Any other questions? Does that complete your presentation?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You guys can sit down for a second. Is there anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone present here who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Any further questions? This time we will close the public hearing for case number 12978 for Mr. John Crafty. I'm looking for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12978 for John Crafty for the request of variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. I believe there are physical conditions to this property due to the house being set back 40 feet instead of 30 feet. That's unique to the, not on the street, but the rest of the community. I believe the exceptional practical difficulty with the house already being placed was not created by the applicant. I don't believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And I believe it does represent the minimum of variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Not two. So with a vote of 3-0, case number 12978 has been approved.